堂听 class.com。
It's the same in every country.
It's the same in every country.
When you deal with government offices, you have to be very efficient.
When you deal with government offices, you have to be very efficient.
By the way, where can I get the best exchange rate for American dollars?
By the way, where can I get the best exchange rate for American dollars?
Should I go to a bank, or should I sell on the black market?
Should I go to a bank, or should I sell on the black market?
The black market rate is usually higher.
The black market rate is usually higher.
I would suggest going to the jewelry store on South Street.
I would suggest going to the jewelry store on South Street.
The man is very friendly, and he will change the money for you.
The man is very friendly, and he will change the money for you.
He is a friend of mine, so if you mention my name, he'll give you a good deal on a watch.
He is a friend of mine, so if you mention my name, he'll give you a good deal on a watch.
They have a great selection.
They have a great selection.
You're very knowledgeable, so I hope you don't mind me asking you some more questions.
You're very knowledgeable, so I hope you don't mind me asking you some more questions.
I want to visit a fortune teller or an astrologer.
I want to visit a fortune teller or an astrologer.
Can you recommend one to me?
Can you recommend one to me?
Across the street from the bus station,There is one.
Across the street from the bus station, there is one.
He's an old man, but he's very famous and very credible.
He's an old man, but he's very famous and very credible.
He won't cheat you.
He won't cheat you.
I hope to stay here for a year.
I hope to stay here for a year.
There are so many interesting people to meet.
There are so many interesting people to meet.
I'm considering studying calligraphy or Chinese painting.
I'm considering studying calligraphy or Chinese painting.
I will look for a teacher as soon as I find an apartment and pay my tuition at school.
I will look for a teacher as soon as I find an apartment and pay my tuition at school.
Take your time.
Take your time.
I also know a real estate agent who can help you find a house or an apartment.
I also know a real estate agent who can help you find a house or an apartment.
The biggest expense will be the deposit, so save your money.
The biggest expense will be the deposit, so save your money.
You mean Mr. Huang?
You mean Mr. Huang?
We passed his office yesterday.
We passed his office yesterday.
Yes, he has a reputation for honesty.
Yes, he has a reputation for honesty.
Also, his brother owns a dry cleaner's right down the street.
Also, his brother owns a dry cleaner's right down the street.
You can have your shirts and pants cleaned, and your wife can bring her dresses there also.
You can have your shirts and pants cleaned, and your wife can bring her dresses there also.
You have been so helpful.
You have been so helpful.
I insist on taking you out for lunch.
I insist on taking you out for lunch.
Please accept my invitation.
Please accept my invitation.
That's very kind of you.
That's very kind of you.
I'm starved, so let's go.
I'm starved, so let's go.
Eileen, maybe you can help me. My visa will expire soon, so I must renew it. Where should I go?
Well, the visa office is at the Central Police Station, but before you go, I'll give you some advice. They will require you to have 2 photographs and 2 copies of a letter from the language school you're attending.
Thanks for the hint. I can't stand going to a government office and having to go back because I didn't have the necessary papers.
It's the same in every country. When you deal with government offices, you have to be very efficient.
By the way, where can I get the best exchange rate for American dollars? Should I go to a bank or should I sell on the black market?
The black market rate is usually higher. I would suggest going to the jewelry store on South Street. The man is very friendly and he will change the money for you. He is a friend of mine, so if you mention my name, he'll give you a good deal on a watch. They have a great selection.
You're very knowledgeable, so I hope you don't mind me asking you some more questions. I want to visit a fortune teller or an astrologer. Can you recommend one to me?
Across the street from the bus station there is one. He's an old man, but he's very famous and very credible. He won't cheat you.
I hope to stay here for a year. There are so many interesting people to meet. I'm considering studying calligraphy or Chinese painting. I will look for a teacher as soon as I find an apartment and pay my tuition at school.
Take your time. I also know a real estate agent who can help you find a house or an apartment. The biggest expense will be the deposit, so save your money.
You mean Mr. Huang? We passed his office yesterday.
Yes, he has a reputation for honesty. Also, his brothers own a dry cleaner's right down the street. You can have your shirts and pants cleaned, and your wife can bring her dresses there also.
You have been so helpful. I insist on taking you out for lunch. Please accept my invitation.
That's very kind of you. I'm starved, so let's go.
Section 1. Would you like something to drink?
Would you like something to drink?
No, thanks. What I really want is a rest.
No, thanks. What I really want is a rest.
Section 2. Weren't his magic tricks amusing?
Weren't his magic tricks amusing?
No, I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
What he did was not impressive at all.
What he did was not impressive at all.
Section 3. Did you enjoy his joke?
Did you enjoy his joke?
No, I didn't.
No, I didn't.
I think what he said was real disgusting.
I think what he said was real disgusting.
Section 4. Is there anything wrong with you?
Is there anything wrong with you?
Not really.
Not really.
I'm just a little tired.
I'm just a little tired.
I over-exercised this morning.
I over-exercised this morning.
Section 5. Is there anything wrong with the knife?
Is there anything wrong with the knife?
Yes, the blade is chipped in a few places.
Yes, the blade is chipped in a few places.
Section 1. Would you like something to drink?
No, thanks. What I really want is rest.
Section 2. Weren't his magic tricks amusing?
No, I don't think so. What he did was not impressive at all.
Section 3. Did you enjoy his joke?
No, I didn't. I think what he said was real disgusting.
Section 4. Is there anything wrong with you?
Not really. I'm just a little tired. I over-exercised this morning.
Section 5. Is there anything wrong with the knife?
Yes, the blade is chipped in a few places.
Drill, Section 1. Tell me you'd like some envelopes.
Ask me if I want the large or small size.
Tell me you want the small size.
Say, here you are. And then ask me if I want anything else.
Tell me you need 50 sheets of plain paper and a ruler.
Say, here are your plain paper and ruler. And then ask me if that'll be all.
Say yes, and then ask me how much it is.
Tell me that will be a total of 8 NT.
Say, here's a $100 bill.
Say, thank you. And then ask me if I'm from the Middle East.
Tell me, yes, you're an Arabian. You came to Taiwan to study calligraphy and anthropology.
Ask me if I need some writing brushes.
Say, no, thank you, and then tell me you already have some. Section 2. Ask me why my clothes are all over the floor.
Tell me, you don't have enough room in the closet for all your clothes.
Tell me you don't like to hear excuses. I can't imagine how embarrassed you felt when some guests came last night.
Ask me if those guests looked at your room.
Tell me, no, they didn't, but they heard rats running around my room.
Ask me if I mean it. Then tell me that gives you the creeps.
Tell me I should be ashamed of myself because my room is always an absolute mess.
Tell me, starting now, you'll clean your room every day. Then ask me who came yesterday.
Tell me Jane and her father came yesterday.
Ask me if Jean is still an accountant in that German company.
Tell me, no, she's now the executive of a trading company run by some Chinese people.
Ask me if she left her business card.
Tell me, yes, she did.
Ask me if you can take a look at the card.
Say, yes, here it is.
Now, tell me this is the company you used to work for. You quit because everybody there was tricky and deceptive.
Tell me, then I should let Jean know that.
Tell me, yes, you'll call her now. Drill, Section 1. Tell me you'd like some envelopes.
Ask me if I want the large or small size.
Tell me you want the small size.
Say, here you are, and then ask me if I want anything else.
Tell me you need 50 sheets of plain paper and a ruler.
Say, here are your plain paper and ruler, and then ask me if that'll be all.
Say, yes, and then ask me how much it is.
Tell me that will be a total of 8 NT.
Say, here's a $100 bill.
Say, thank you, and then ask me if I'm from the Middle East.
Tell me, yes, you're an Arabian. You came to Taiwan to study calligraphy and anthropology.
Ask me if I need some writing brushes.
Say, no thank you. And then tell me you already have some. Section 2. Ask me why my clothes are all over the floor.
Tell me you don't have enough room in the closet for all your clothes.
Tell me you don't like to hear excuses. I can't imagine how embarrassed you felt when some guests came last night.
Ask me if those guests looked at your room.
Tell me, no, they didn't, but they heard rats running around my room.
Ask me if I mean it.
Tell me I should be ashamed of myself because my room is always an absolute mess.
Tell me, starting now, you'll clean your room every day. Then ask me who came yesterday.
Tell me, Jane and her father came yesterday.
Ask me if Jean is still an accountant in that German company.
Tell me, no, she's now an executive of a trading company run by some Chinese people.
Ask me if she left her business card.
tell me? Yes, she did.
Ask me if you can take a look at the card.
Say, yes, here it is.
Now, tell me this is the company you used to work for. You quit because everybody there was tricky and deceptive.
Tell me, then I should let G know that.
Tell me, yes, you'll call her now. Lesson 13. Immigrating to America. My family and I are planning to immigrate to America next year. I have so many questions. Can you help me?
I would be happy to.
We can't decide whether to go to California, Texas, or New York. What would you suggest?
The most important consideration is where the best job opportunities are. You have skills in restaurant management. What about the rest of your family?
My wife hopes to open a small handicraft store. My son already has an engineering degree, and my daughter plans to study computer programming.
Most of the large cities in America have employment offices and job counselors who can help you with your plans. The first thing I would suggest is that you go visit the states and see things for yourself. You can visit the cities, talk to the people, and begin to look for a job.